Houston, the P-52 is completed. We're ready for your other data.
Okay, I understand that you've done the P-52. The next item on the flight plan should be a scanning telescope visibility test. And this is the same one that was on your flight plan previously at 34 hours and about 12 minutes. And we'll be checking that 70 degree sun on Arcturus. Following that, we need to make a trunnion bias check. And then we'll go into P23. And I can read you those star numbers and sets if you don't have them from the last time I read them up.
Okay, stand by. Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead.
Roger, with such good visibility, or such good communication, let me just give you a verbal description of what I'm seeing in the scanning telescope right now. Your angles to maneuver to get Arcturus were quite good. I've got Arcturus centered in the scanning telescope. At this sun angle, there is a shaft of light directly across the center of the scanning telescope. And a band of light. It precludes seeing a lot of stars around it. And although I've kept my eye glued to the telescope now for some time, it's very difficult to see any star patterns or anything. I could recognize that was Arcturus unless the optics just drove me there. Now, because I'm near a zero shaft and zero trunnion, I'm getting quite a bit of shaft movement. Every time the shaft moves, more particles leave the optics. And they are just as bright as the surrounding stars. And they mingle into the stars, and you can't tell star patterns or constellations. So at this particular attitude, the shaft of light precludes any identification of constellations or individual stars.
Oh, okay, I copy that. Can you tell us something about the orientation of this band? You mentioned that last night also that you had a band about 10 degrees wide that ran across. Is there an orientation that we can tie that to?
I believe so, Ken. This band is parallel to the M line, and I think it has something to do with the design of the optics where we have that shaft or the rectangular entrance to the optics on the outside. At this particular sun angle, it cuts right across. Now, I noticed that both the Earth and the Sun do this to the scanning telescope. In the sextant, the same light band is there, although it covers the entire sextant field of view. However, the magnification brings out the star quite well, and it's possible to mark on it. But it's the identification of the stars in the scanning telescope that make it very difficult. Now, the attitude I found that these optics are best at are the attitudes which gives the constellations Canis Major and Orion in the scanning telescope. At this particular attitude of the spacecraft, the band is gone. We are at a position whereby the sun is behind us, and I can see quite a few stars. Now, yesterday I could also, after getting dark adapted, see quite a few stars around the constellation Cassiopeia, which at first I couldn't. But right now this band precludes anything at all except Arcturus, which of course I know we're aiming at right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ken, what stars did you want to use? You want to read them off?
Okay. First star will be 26. and we'll be making two sets of measurements, Earth near horizon, using star 26. Then we would like to have one set. We'd like to have one set on star 16. That's 16, using the Earth far horizon. If it turns out that star 26 Earth near horizon is not possible, then we'd like to have star 16 on the Earth far horizon for one set, and star 22 Earth far horizon one set. Over.
Want star 26 Earth near horizon two sets, star 16 Earth far horizon one set, and star 22 Earth far horizon one set.
Okay, the star 22 is only in the event that 26 on the Earth near horizon is not possible. Over.
Okay, we won't even do star 22 then unless we can't get 26 on the near horizon.
That's affirmative.
Sure is good all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yeah, this is outstanding.